before I left, that God has accomplished everything for us to enjoy him. And so it says in this chapter that he took 4 steps to make himself available. And the first step was that he created man with a spirit. And one thing that touched me was, like, what sets man apart from every other creature is that we have a spirit within us that seeks after God. And one thing that touched me, he said that actually a nonchalant man does not have much seeking for God. But when we are brought to the extremes, either extreme, you know, anyways, there's a welling up within us that seeks after God. And so I just appreciated we have a spirit to contact him. And then the second step he took was incarnation. So God became a man. He brought divinity into humanity. The third step was crucifixion. And then the fourth step was becoming the spirit in resurrection. And so I just appreciated the table this morning because it just testifies of the steps that God took to become our enjoyment.
Amen.
So anyways, that's just my short enjoyment. And so this book has been really good. I mean, we're taking our very slow time through it, but
Amen.
And
young people, they have a
crucified Christ is the power of God.
In the cross of Christ, we see God's power. It takes the power of God to defeat Satan,
the world, sin, fallen man,
the flesh, the natural life,
the old creation, and the ordinances. The death of Christ, his crucifixion, has become the power of God.
Yeah, so in when we see that in when he went to the cross, Matthew 27:42 says that people mock him and he say he saved others, himself he cannot save. But the truth is he went to the cross, and if he had saved himself, then he couldn't have saved us from other things here. Satan, world, sin, fallen man, flesh, natural life, all creation in the ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just God's eternal plan and God's will that is expressed to us, and that brings us to day three. So I think the highlight point that I want to bring out in day three is point four. So maybe we can read point four together.
Yes. The crucified Christ as God's wisdom is related to God's deep and profound plan according to his good pleasure and also according to God's way to fulfill his will.
Amen. Yeah, so there's two adjectives here, deep and profound plan. So God's plan is deep and profound. So sometimes we just contradict our human concept, and I think we all have experienced that in our life when there are times when we spend a lot of effort trying to achieve something, to achieve a goal, and then unfortunately that goal didn't work out, so mm-hmm. we just failed to achieve the goal that we spend a lot of effort onto. But then that failure, it opens up other opportunities, and at the first sight it didn't seem to be as good as the previous opportunity, but over time, when we look back, right, we see that that opportunity is actually better than the one that we failed at the first sight, right?
Yes.
So I think we all have that kind of experience. Even me, like speaking to myself, I applied to the U.S., right? I applied to many, many top schools, and I just didn't know why I ended up here at Rutgers. Now looking back, I think that's a perfect option for me. Like God's eternal plan that set everything up for me.
Amen.
So I appreciate when looking back, and when at the first we couldn't see it, but we can only see it when we look back. With our human mind, human concept, then it just doesn't seem to be logic at first.
Amen.
So that brings us to a verse, right? There's a verse in James 3, 15 that that says that there's a wisdom, there's a kind of wisdom that is earthly, soulless, and demonic. So I think this is brother, when he brought out this word, this verse is mentioned about human's wisdom, and it is just earthly, soulless, and demonic. To conclude my part, I think there's a prayer that brother brought out in his speaking. I think it is very practical to us that we
Amen.
Need to pray, Lord, deliver me from my natural concept concerning
Amen.
Power and wisdom.
Right.
Amen.
So we can enjoy the Lord as God's power and wisdom to us.
Amen. So I'll just continue our brother who really helped us to define what is power, what is wisdom. God's power and God's wisdom, especially as seen from 1 Corinthians, right? And so now, moving on, we need to consider how can we, the believers, right, experience God's power and God's wisdom.
Right.
And so in verse 24, I really appreciated this verse this week. But to those who are called, brothers and sisters, we are those who are called.
Amen.
Why is this significant because if you tie this verse to 1 Corinthians 1:2, we see that as the called saints, right, not only are we are sanctified in Christ Jesus, but we have the privilege to call on the name of our Lord Jesus,
amen,
who is theirs and ours.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have been called to call on the Lord's name,
amen,
in every place.
Amen.
Why is this significant? It is because when we call on His name, we practically can experience God's power and God's wisdom.
Amen.
And so I just want to share an example. I hope, you know, when we're done here, all the saints could add to our to this sharing with your experiences, and, you know, to really strengthen, right, this matter. Yesterday there was a situation, and I was just troubled. And I was fortunate enough to be able to extract myself from that situation. And the Lord reminded me that He's living inside of me. And I could just, what, turn to Him and call on Him. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, when we're facing with certain things, certain problems, right, we just turn. It's almost like automatically to what? Our human intellect. How do I solve this? How do I figure this out?
Amen.
How do I resolve this?
Amen.
But we need to see there is a person inside of us.
Amen.
God's power and God's wisdom.
Amen.
As if crucified Christ is in us. And so when we call Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You know what that means? When we say Lord Jesus, that means it's not I, but it is Christ.
Amen.
Not I, but Christ.
Amen.
Saints, let's call on Lord Jesus together. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I feel like we need to be recovered from calling on the name of the Lord. When we call on Him, we indicate He is the Lord.
Amen.
I am not the Lord.
Amen.
Shepherd is not the Lord.
Amen.
Shepherd's wisdom is crucified.
Amen.
We have the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Who is God's power and God's wisdom to us.
Amen.
Okay, and then so we continue. How do we see this in verse 30? There is a key phrase. But of Him you are, again, I hope we really appreciate the word this week. Of Him you are in Christ Jesus,
amen,
who became wisdom to us from God.
Amen.
These four words, to us from God.
Amen.
Lorenz, you know what that indicates? There is a transmission.
Amen.
Something is being transmitted to us,
amen,
from God.
Amen.
This is just Christ Himself,
amen,
as God's wisdom and God's power.
Amen.
And really, this is to, like our brother mentioned, to fulfill God's will. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think Christians, we pray, God, give me wisdom so I could solve my problem. It's not necessarily being applied correctly. God's wisdom and God's power is to fulfill His will.
Amen.
And so that He can work Himself into us so that we can become His corporate expression.
Amen.
So I really appreciate it, right? There is something being transmitted to us. So we as the believers, we need to what? Stay under His dispensing.
Amen.
And practically, what is that? Oh, one excellent way is found in the second verse in 1 Corinthians. I felt like Paul just gave us the secret immediately. Right? So again, brothers and sisters, we can call on Him.
Amen.
We can receive Him.
Amen.
We can be under His divine transmission.
Amen.
And all that God is, we saw this week, is His power, right? His strengthening. Don't we need strengthening?
Amen.
Right? Don't we need empowering? All of that is just embodied in the name. Right?
Amen.
And the wisdom, God's way, right, to accomplish His will is all in this person. Right.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. I think we like to open this time for the sake of all of us here. Let's keep it to 3 minutes. And we encourage all the saints to share your enjoyment, your appreciation from this week. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. We can call on His name.
Amen.
This week I appreciated the realization that through this crucifixion, right, we can experience all the riches of Christ. And actually, we can experience Him in a very dynamic way. Just as He is this all-inclusive good land, right? We can experience Him in just, He is so vast. He is so full of length and width and depth, right? I think in day four, right, there was a very specific example where it was talking about experiencing Christ as our wisdom. And I feel like for me, you know, this was a very timely and also very practical experience. Because even as our brother shared, right, when we're in a certain situation, right, it's just very easy and spontaneous for us to turn to our natural ways, right, to rely on our own natural wisdom. For me, you know, I feel like on one hand, right, to experience Christ in a dynamic way, and in all His different riches, right, on one hand, right, it is for God's purpose, right, mm-hmm. you know, to that He would dispense Himself into us as life, that we would be built together. But on the other hand, we are also the ones who benefit from it, right? Like, you know, for example, for me, I feel like I'm someone who, maybe this is not very apparent, but I'm someone who gets anxious very easily. So when I get anxious, you know, I easily make a lot of mistakes and accidents. But I just appreciate that it is not I, but Him.
Yeah.
Right? You know, when we call on the Lord, when we pass through this crucifixion, we have all His riches. We can experience Him in all the dynamic ways. So we already have it. We just need to turn to Him and pass through this crucifixion, call on His name.
Amen.
But when we are in Him, right, we have peace. We have rest. Mm. And therefore we have insight and foresight in all our situations.
Amen.
But just this week I appreciate it is not I, but Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise Lord. So this week's this topic is talk about the crucifixion of Christ, and then it's also said to the Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness, right? So you know, in the outside world, you know they're seeking kind of a power, right? They're seeking some kind of a wisdom. So, but here we're talking about the crucified Christ. So I also want to bring a solid example, right? Let's talk about the marriage life, right? Because the marriage life, if you think about it, in the outside world, they're also talking about, they try to make a marriage life work and nice, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, I listened to one, like, I just happened to, you know, on YouTube, there's a guy talk about, oh, you know, if you want your marriage to, you know, like work, you need to love your wife, you know, you need to kind of try to say something which is make her happy, right? But this is correct. It's not wrong. But if you do it in a humanly wisdom, there are some limitations. And I heard another Christian, he said, you know, oh, if you spend so much time just try to buy think about it, buy something like, you know, to make your wife happy, and then your energy, your time, you kind of away from God. Then he relates to himself. He said, you know, me and my wife married for so long years, and all we do is we just turn to the Christ. And when we turn all to the Christ, the Christ will make our marriage life beautiful, right? So that's I just want to know, that's the difference. That's the difference. And let's say in our marriage life, do we need to crucify the Christ?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we do. We do. Yeah. So actually, that's God's wisdom and power. Like, as for me, you know, I'm a sinner, but how do I know it? Did I know it more before I got married or after? Yeah, because it's after marriage, with God's wisdom, and I knew I'm a sinner. I'm in a situation, right? I'm kind of selfish. I'm born selfish. I only think what I think, right? So that's also the crucified Christ. It's God's power and wisdom.
Amen.
And also, I you know, I also knew there's some like, some, yeah, just half a minute. I just give one more question. And then how to make a family work. That's even harder, right? If you, I you know, I happen to just know some like shows there, like Chinese shows there, right? You know, then if the family with, you know, in-laws and wife, husband, and with a baby, if it didn't work, it can be really chaos, right? And, you know, again, the crucified Christ will have the family be blessed. I was just walking down those baby rooms, right? You know, in those church families, I can see the power and the wisdom now. You know, the dad is also there. The baby is there. It's a whole thing. There's Christ in that. That's the blessing to the family. Versus if there's no crucified cross, there's no security to the wife's heart with the baby because they saw their husband where they are. So there's no security. But again, we have God's wisdom and the power in our families. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week's message is really to show us. I was asked, conferencing with God, what is your power and wisdom for? Why do we need God's power and God's wisdom? Oh, Lord Jesus, in this message, God revealed to us, God's power and wisdom is really related to us to accomplish His plan. And we are fallen men, and we cannot accomplish God's plans. Right. He has deep plans that in order to recover us from the fallen state into God, need His power and His wisdom. In our natural man, we cannot execute God's plan. So God need the crucified Christ. This crucified Christ also including us. So when we want to achieve God's plan, we need to be crucified. No longer live in our natural man in order to accomplish His plans.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. How to get the wisdom? Brothers and sisters, here mentions how to get wisdom of God. In day 3 mentioned, if we want to be involved and to be part of God's plan, we need the wisdom to execute it. And in day 3 mentioned, Colossians 1:9, therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not ceasing praying and asking on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of His will. Oh, Lord, we need to be unceasingly prayed.
Amen.
To have the full knowledge of His will so we can have the spiritual wisdom and understanding to execute his plans.
Amen.
To be part in his plan. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And his plan is what brothers and sisters, is to bring us back to him, to be compatible with him, to become
Amen.
His bride.
Amen.
And so there is a step here. When we have the wisdom, it will bring us righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Amen.
And finally, we will bring us to glory, redemption of our body.
Amen.
This week, like Brother Shepherd mentioned, I have also encountered a problem. And I was struggling, Lord Jesus, and find a way how to solve it. And at night time, I couldn't sleep very well. And at 2 o'clock, I was woke and then tried to solve it with my thinking.
Yeah,
I think I'm smart enough to solve this problem. And I have many ideas looking for the website how to solve this idea. And then I went back to sleep. In the morning, God's telling me, Lord, why you are always using your natural life to solve this issue without coming back to the Lord.
Amen.
And then I will send messages to my daughter.
Amen.
A lot of idea. Suddenly, when Lord enlightened me in the morning, I retracted all these messages. Jesus. And give him, pray for him.
Amen. Right.
Give the message. I said, all things, always rejoice. unceasingly pray.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Rely on him.
Amen.
And if God with us, who can against us?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed Brother share, especially when Brother Rich mentioned about the marriage. Yeah, that's the big problem of the church of Corinth. You know, the church of Corinth is when Paul, AD 59, the first Gentile church he preached over there. Most wise guys stay there. They speak in the modern language, like today, English. They speak in Greek. Proper! Okay? But after 1 year, Paul reached Rome. So that's the third journey for the Paul visited Europe. So that church is first Gentile and a very wise guy church over there. They worship wisdom. But Paul was there, never mentioned about the wisdom. He said, welcome to this very smart person. I only know one thing. I only know Jesus Christ and He's crucified.
Yes.
You only know
Amen.
Christ crucified. Amen. Somebody think He's crucified is very just like Brother Hong mentioned. You see the Matthew? He say when Jesus on the cross, those smart guys from the Roman soldier, he said, you who destroyed the temple and built it up in the 3 days,
right.
Save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down! Come down from the cross! And the other smart guy, like a chief priest from the religion one, and the scribe, elder, mock him and said, he saved to others. 42, huh? Just how mentioned. He cannot save King of the Israel. Let him come down. You won't tell him, come down from the cross. Mm-hmm. The those wisdom, those power, they think of the power. You cannot say, but the poor have a strong burden. I only know Jesus and He's crucified.
Amen.
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 Human life is full of problems, right? And we often, in facing of these problems, we want to seek wisdom. And we also want to seek power. But looking at from the other angle, actually God also has a problem. Do we all agree? He has this heart's desire when He created man is to make the man the same as he is. Right? But then He had a problem. Man fell. Right? Man rebelled God. Man fell. And how could he actually accomplish his heart's desire? Hallelujah. Through the crucified Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Right? To man, they would think that, okay, well, Christ, if you're preaching crucified Christ, this is very foolish. I mean, you're just preaching like a criminal, right? He's been crucified, and he couldn't even save himself. Actually, just from that statement, you see how short the man's wisdom is, right, compared to God's wisdom. Oh, Lord Jesus. And the way that the Lord, God wants to, in the face of man's fall, is actually through these three aspects, right? These three things. I actually very much appreciate that this message actually links 1 Corinthians verse 1:24, right? 1:23 with 1 Colossians. The 1 Corinthians 1:30, right? Actually, we were reading these. Actually, what is this wisdom of God? It's righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Amen.
Fallen man needs these three things.
Yes.
To come back to God. To come back to the path or the line that God has given to man.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. And all these three things is actually related to the crucified Christ.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Righteousness. When we receive the crucified Christ, we have the robe of righteousness. Amen. You know, we actually regenerate it. Oh, Lord. Amen. And through the sanctification, our soul has been transformed. Right?
Amen.
And through the redemption, of course, sometimes we say the redemption is when we receive Him, we actually were redeemed. But this redemption also points out to our fallen body. To the eventual glorification of our body. Oh, and once we have these three things, our whole being will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. And this will accomplish God's heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen.
And I feel like this is actually daily we can experience this.
Right.
Right? And yes, of course, when we have a problem, we need to pray to the Lord, but more in the sense of receiving God. Right? At the time when we actually have a problem, when we contact God, it's not just that we receive some wisdom to solve our current problem. It's more of when we are, when we actually in touch with God, more of the divine element is actually infused to us.
Amen.
I very much appreciate our brother's earlier sharing. You know, when we actually turn to Him, oh Lord, then, we actually receive sanctification. We receive our salvation, right?
Amen.
And our natural man is actually being put aside, has been crucified, and the Lord actually has been glorified.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need to really receive, to enjoy and experience this crucified in our daily living. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Richie.
Amen, saints. I think since before this message, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had power and wisdom. I think I'm a great person. And then suddenly in your experiences, you realize that all of that is nothing if we don't have Christ. I was very touched this week that all of our problems, going back from the beginning, there's so many problems, right? Satan, the world, sin, so many negative things. And as some have shared, others would have focused on why did Christ die? Why didn't he didn't save himself? But on the positive side, we see that it was needed for Christ to die so that we can have this life within us, so that we can have the person of Christ, so that we can be redeemed. And I just, going back to something that Shepherd had shared earlier on 1 Corinthians, I really appreciated the definition on the footnotes. So praise the Lord for the footnotes.
Amen.
It says that wisdom is for planning and purposing, and power is for carrying out, accomplishing what is planned and purpose. And in God's economy, the key word here is Christ is both. So if we do not have Christ, then we do not have the way, we do not have the power, we do not have the wisdom. And going back to 1 Corinthians 1:24, it tells you that called, it says in 1 Corinthians 1:2, that those who call upon we are the called saints, not the ones to be called, but we're the ones who call upon the name of the Lord. And I just appreciate that, you know, calling on the Lord, it's our way to enter into this divine transmission. Amen. And the way we receive this wisdom is from God to us is by entering into this divine transmission. So when we enjoy Christ, there's a question that Vidin likes to ask me, are you enjoying Christ? In many different experiences, you know, I might come up with an issue and like right away I want to solve it. But then there's the question, not just coming from him, but even from the Lord, are you enjoying me? And right away, in my natural being, I would say, yeah, I enjoyed the Lord. I was reading my morning revival. I was doing this. I was doing that. But actually, the way that we enjoy Christ is by allowing him to enter into our situation, that our old man will be crucified. And then when we do this, then we can see that the wisdom will come from this enjoyment of Christ. So day by day and hour by hour, we should live in the Spirit and exercise the Spirit to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. If we do this, we will enjoy Christ and have him as our wisdom. That is our way of doing things. So, yeah, so we can see that only in Christ can we have this wisdom. And so the wisdom should not come from us and from our natural man, like you was sharing in the opening, but it should come from God.
Amen.
And this is the way. So, I just pray to the Lord that I would cooperate with what's in his heart for me day by day, that I would not react to my natural man, but I will allow the Lord to become wisdom to me in that situation.
Amen.
And the easy way to enter in and to do this is just by saying, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And when we call on his name, we get the person of the name.
Amen.
We enter into this divine transmission, and we can enjoy Christ.
Amen.
And then in this way, we can really experience what Paul experienced in Colossians 2:20, that is not... it's not us, but it's Christ who can do it in us.
Amen.
It's Christ who lives in us that can overcome in that situation.
Amen.
So because we are still in this world and there's still sin, there's a need for us to every day come to the Lord, to confess our sins, to not allow these situations to just distract us. And even just shortly, yesterday, I've been very anxious about many things that are happening in the world. And I just feel... I just can't help to care for my family and have many thoughts. And I just realized that all of this is coming from the enemy. The enemy just wants to speak lies to us. But when we call on the Lord and we just open our being, the Lord is able to fill us and saturate us.
Amen.
And this is what we need to do. We need to be those who cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
So calling on the Lord is not a small thing.
Amen.
Calling on the Lord is a real remedy to turn back to the Lord and to allow this transmission to continue to go on in us day by day.
Amen.
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 While Wayne was sharing his experience when he was applying in school, it reminds me like a couple years ago, I was also applying grad school here, and then I did also apply a lot of like my dream school, but it ended up I just got one offer from University of Washington, and to be honest, that was not my like top five. But this is all God's wisdom and power.
Amen.
And I can testify that those couple years in Seattle, I enjoyed a lot of the riches of Christ, and I do enjoy the church life here.
Amen.
And, you know, but this message reminds me that indeed we know that God's wisdom and power is much higher than humans'
Amen.
Wisdom and powers, but do we believe it when we are in a situation? Our small group entered into John 20 past Friday, and there was an example I was so touched is the story of Thomas. Thomas is a disciple that he missed so the Lord resurrected, and in the evening he revealed to all the saints.
Yes.
But he missed that, so he did not believe the Lord the resurrected. Mm-hmm. So he said that unless I see in his hands and the mark of the nails, and put my fingers into the mark of the nails, and put my head into his side, I will by no means believe. He didn't believe that because he didn't see it. Sometimes it's like us, we didn't see the outcome of situation, and we just don't believe the Lord can help us, can save us from this situation. But what's the Lord respond? He responds to Thomas that, do not be unbelieving, but believing. Blessed
right.
are those who believe into the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And I appreciate what Shepherds and some saints bring out, that calling upon the Lord's name, and the Lord will strengthen our faith, because when we call upon Him,
Amen.
He is transmitting Himself into us, and
Amen.
By calling upon Him, we are empowered, we are strengthened to believe into Him, to believe that His ways, His wisdom, and His power is much higher than us. So saints, may we continue to call upon the Lord's name daily, that
Amen.
We will be strengthened to participate in God's power and God's wisdom.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Paul in 1 Corinthians told us Jews require signs and Greeks seek for wisdom.
Right.
And we can say the signs can be understood as the miraculous power.
Oh.
And the wisdom that the Greeks seek for is worldly or philosophical kind of wisdom. So I think what we seek for very much influenced by our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering for those who grow up in the United States, what we seek for. I think maybe many brothers or young men, they seek for some kind of power like Superman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but or we seek for some kind of wisdom that make us be able to like Musk, that kind of person, right?
Right.
But this week really revealed to us the power and the wisdom God wants to give us. Nothing outside of Christ.
Amen.
It's first need to be in Christ, and also be Christ Himself. And so we see that power and the wisdom is for us to experience and enjoy, for accomplish God's purpose. So when it's mentioned about the righteousness, mentioned about the sanctification, mentioned about the redemption, that's for our full salvation.
Right.
It's
right.
On one hand, you know, this righteousness is for our body, right? But righteousness, sanctification, and the redemption is for our spirit, for our soul, and for our body. And also for
our past and present and for the future.
Amen.
But these are all able to, for us to experience today.
Right.
And how we experience this, actually, we just need to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Call upon
Amen.
The name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I think this is also very match with last week pursuing. That turn, that call upon the name is actually a way, wonderful way for us to switch on. That when we switch on, we will enjoy this, the law of the Spirit of life
Amen.
To operate
Amen.
Us so we can receive all the transformation, all the organization, salvation that the Lord wants to transmit into us. I really enjoy this word, transmission.
Amen.
When we
Amen.
Turn on, when we call upon the Lord's name, we allow this the Lord and the Spirit of life to operate in us, we will receive His transmission and He will accomplish His yeah. full salvation on us and for His eternal purpose.
Amen.
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 The power of God is only the power of God that can defeat Satan.
Yes.
You know, we will be fooling ourselves to think that we can defeat Satan.
Right.
And it says here in day 2, the power of God defeats Satan, sin, the world. It also takes care of our flesh, our natural life, our own creation.
Right.
And then in day 3 it says the wisdom of God, God's wisdom to use Christ crucified is His way and His related to His economy. The fulfilling of God's God. It's a little bit what our brother Kyle and brother O shared, you know. Christ crucified. In day 3, number point E, it says, it takes care of everything that we are. All that we are, all that we have, and all that we can do, all is completely terminated by Christ
Amen.
Crucified.
Yes.
So when we experience Christ crucified, everything of us is terminated. And it says, Christ crucified is not only the power, but also the way for us to be delivered from our flesh,
right.
our natural life, and our own creation.
Amen.
It takes care of everything. And saints, you know, sometimes I've been in church life for a while. I know, but I don't know. I see, but I don't see. I hear, but I don't hear. Last Memorial Day weekend, when the brothers were sharing with the bride, message 2:1-2, I suddenly saw Christ crucified
Amen.
To take care of everything foreign in the body.
Amen.
And what is foreign? It's all the animals, you know? Because the bride, Eve is a female Adam. She was taken out. Adam was put into a deep sleep. And then a rib at the bone, which in the footnotes it said bone signifies life. God took his life and
right.
with his life, his nature, his expression. Exact duplication, exact reproduction.
Amen.
And when Adam woke up, he said, this time, and Brother Ricky said, emphasize, this time, this is bone of
yes.
my bone.
Amen.
Flesh
this time.
Of flesh. Yes. No foreign this element. Time. No,
Amen.
Your soul life, my soul life, his soul life, brother's soul life, you know. Everybody's soul life is terminated.
Amen.
Our flesh is terminated, our natural man is terminated, our own creation is terminated.
Amen.
And what is left is just Christ.
Amen.
So the bride is the female Christ.
Amen.
Exact reproduction,
mm-hmm.
So that's why Christ crucified is the foundation
yes.
to fulfilling God's economy.
Amen.
This is God's wisdom. This is God's power
Amen.
To defeat everything that we are. Everything, it says, emphasize all that we are, all that we have, all that we can do.
Amen.
All is terminated.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. I was very touched by this week's message
and also brothers and sisters sharing. I just feel that, you know, that there is a progression here. 1 Corinthians 1:22, it says that, for indeed Jews require signs and Greeks seek wisdom. And 24, Schipper mentioned about this, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So God is power and God is wisdom. But then on 30, it says that, but of him you are in Christ Jesus,
amen,
who became wisdom to us from God,
amen,
both righteousness and sanctification and
redemption. Amen.
I was really touched by this phrase, and Shepherd also mentioned about this. To us from God. So God is wisdom, God is power. And he has gone through a process. And we also, we have to go through this process. So I was also very touched by this word transmission. I think in the message it says that it's practical, it's present, it's experiential, and it's ongoing. So Eddie mentioned that, you know, in the message it says that we are sinners. So God actually cannot directly work in us. We must be in Christ,
right,
so that we have the position, and then God has the way to work in us,
mm-hmm,
so that, you know, so we can experience him as righteousness, as sanctification, and as redemption. And, you know, I just feel that, I think in the message that the brother mentioned about the tabernacle, right? So from the outer court to the holy place, to the holy of holies. So it's not like, you know, we can just, like, ride on a helicopter and we can just, you know, land on the holy of holies. We actually need to confess our sins and we need to experience sanctification, and then eventually we will be, you know, conformed to his image.
Amen.
And I just feel that, you know, this is so practical, so real.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that some brothers and sisters mentioned about, you know, some experience this week, and I think I mentioned in a small group meeting. This week I went to a test, endoscopy. And actually, I felt that it probably is nothing, just a regular test. So I actually had, you know, like two meetings in that morning. And then when I talked to my colleagues about the test, they said, oh, you know, you will have a sweet dream. They will put you into sleep, and you will have a sweet dream. And, you know, when you wake up, everything should be fine. And then just before the test, the nurse asked me, she said, oh, do you have a living will? And I was like, what? This is just an office visit. Why do I need a living will for this? And then I suddenly got very nervous. The first thing I thought about is that I still need to say sorry to Kyle. So I really cannot die. So then during that, you know, so during that waiting period, I really confessed to the Lord. I was like, you know, I just think that in our daily living, you know, like there are a lot of things we just take for granted.
Amen.
You know, go to the doctor's office, oh, nothing, I should be fine. And, you know, to meet with someone, or we say something, we feel that, oh, you know, God would not care about it. But actually, God does care about it. Small things and big things. He probably does not care about those things, but he cares about our person. How we experience him. So I just feel that, you know, I hope that we can all experience it in a very practical way.
Amen.
Amen.
Touched by this week, Galatians 2:20, Paul, you know, he in this verse, he said he realized that he was crucified with Christ,
mm-hmm,
and the life that he now lived was no longer, you know, according to himself. I think the problem with, you know, the church in Corinth, or some of the problem with the church in Corinth, was that they were still living according to, you know, their old man. And so Paul mentions, you know, Jews seek signs, right? And the Greeks wisdom. But Paul is helping them to see that they had been transferred out of the old man into Christ. And so they needed to continually stay in that position. It is by the crucifixion of Christ that we have been transferred out of the old man and into Christ. And so this is the position in which we must stay in today in order to live in Christ, experience Christ, and enjoy Christ. So Paul's preaching was this person, person Christ. He is the solution to all our problems.
Right.
Whenever our old man, you know, comes back, and whenever we revert to our, you know, natural wisdom, our natural way, we need to be reminded that we are in Christ. God has put us in another person, and He intends for us to live in this person.
Amen.
And so in 1 Corinthians 1:30, you know, He tells them, but of Him you are in Christ, right?
Amen.
Who became wisdom to us.
Amen.
From God, right? And so God is He's blessing us in this person. And we need to just remain in this person. I appreciate what the brother shared. We experience that just by calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Right? By calling on the name of the Lord, actually, we acknowledge that He is Lord. We acknowledge everything that He has done. We acknowledge that He has gone through the process, that He is the crucified one, the resurrected one, and the ascended one. And so when we call on His name experientially, we are brought back to this crucified Christ.
Amen.
So we need to continually call on His name. God does not intend to give us many things, to give us solutions to our problems. He just intends to give us Christ.
Amen.
As we continue to enjoy Christ, then we experience power, we experience wisdom. And we know how to operate, and we have the supplying and the strength to live in God's will. And I want to touch this matter of God's will. It's very important that we see God's will. God's being power and wisdom to us is actually for the accomplishing of His will. He wants His body on the earth. He wants His expression. Everything that we are experiencing is not just so that, you know, we would have our way. Ultimately, God wants His will to be worked out. And so He is dispensing Himself into us. He has placed us into Christ. And He is fully even sanctifying us, working Himself into us. I just want to share one last point from these three words: righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. These are still our present experience today.
Yes.
As we turn to the Lord and call on His name, we're not only objectively righteous, but God is making us righteous today.
Amen.
We need to be right with God. We need to be right with man.
Amen.
And the strength, the wisdom. The Lord touched me with this. I need to be right, and even in my attitude towards the saints.
Amen.
Sometimes I may not say something, but my attitude is wrong.
Amen.
And so may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
We would continually stay under His transmission.
Amen.
That we would live in His will.
Amen.
To be His body.
Amen.
I love the verse in the Ephesians, saints. There's a power that is operating in us.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:19.
Yes.
This power is operating for the body.
Yes.
May we stay in this transmission.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord for God's power and God's wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, this week is so full of enjoyment.
Amen.
And also today's prophesy meeting. Amen.
Yes.
I enjoy all of the saints sharing.
Amen.
Amen. And today we talk about the crucifixion. And in Christ's crucifixion, we not only see His love, but today we talk about power and wisdom.
Mm.
Amen. I really enjoy Brother Han's sharing at the beginning. I think that if I were Paul, when I wrote the episode that they to the Corinthians, I would say, but we preach Christ resurrected. Yeah. I wouldn't write Christ crucified.
Right.
Because I think it would be more appealing
right.
to the other people
yes.
to talk about someone who has resurrected.
Right.
Has Amen. Anyone else in the history resurrected from death?
No.
So if I wrote that way, I would convince more people, the Jews, the Gentiles, no one would have any chance to talk back to me. But the Bible is different. The Spirit
right.
inspired Paul to write, but we preach Christ crucified.
Yes.
Amen. And what can we see in this crucifixion? We see the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
When I think about these two words, it's easier for me to understand the wisdom of God. But I don't really see why we can have the relation between crucifixion and the power of God. But then we have the answer in John 10:18. When the Lord talks about his death, he says, "No one takes it away from me,
right.
but I lay it down of myself.
Yeah.
I have Amen. Authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it again."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So his life was not taken from him, but he gave up his life for us. This is very wonderful.
Right.
Yes. Amen. And the power of God is not just about saving us, not just about qualifying us to enjoy the full salvation in the next step, but it also solves other issues. Amen. For example, the
right.
problem of the world, to eliminate the sin, to terminate fallen man, the flesh, the natural life, and the old creation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his death.
Amen.
But I can testify that it is so hard to die, at least for me. So when I listen to the saints' testimonies, sharings, I recall a conversation I had earlier this week. So I didn't like that person's talking to me, but I didn't say anything at that time. But then later on, I got upset and bothered by it, and I justified myself silently. And a couple of days later, I recalled and I justified myself again. But it is not the meaning of being crucified.
Mm.
A dead person shouldn't have any feeling,
right.
shouldn't talk back.
Right.
We may think that we die, we identify with his death outwardly, but not inwardly, not
right.
in our mind. Mm. But the moment we turn to the Lord
yes.
and we pray to him, "Oh Lord, I am one with you in your death."
Amen.
Then we
Amen.
Can experience justification, salvation, redemption.
Amen.
Amen. And when I read that part, days 4, 5, and 6, I was full of thanksgiving to the Lord. I was so overwhelmed. "Oh Lord, you take care of my past, my present, and my future."
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. It is so wonderful.
Amen.
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 In the here, you said in the verse 30, Paul doesn't say that Christ become our wisdom.
Mm.
Instead, he says that Christ became our wisdom to us from God.
Amen.
So I was thinking, what's the difference? Christ became our wisdom, and Christ became wisdom to us from God.
God. Amen.
So then I just feel that in facing many problems, we feel weak. We feel we are short. Then we just pray, "Oh Lord, you become my wisdom, become my power." Just like the past week, I failed two experiments which I have planned for a long time. So I just after I saw the experiment result, I just feel, "Oh Lord, I'm so short. I need you become my wisdom."
Right.
I just just like after I pray, then immediately I can figure out how to design the next experiment.
Amen.
But here it's not that. It's a process. of transmission. Yes. So it's a long process, transmission. Then we just need Christ continually as wisdom, as power to us from God.
Amen.
Just like this statement, we need to remain with the Lord to receive His dispensing. So
Amen.
It's a long time. Our whole life needs this transmission.
Amen.
So in face any problems, we are not just like a miracle. We call the Lord's name.
Yeah.
We pray one time, then we immediately can solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like that. We need a whole life to experience God's dispensation,
Amen.
To experience the continuous transmission.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry, Brother Scott, you have 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Amen.
Amen. No, praise the Lord for His wisdom.
Amen.
I was just so touched this week. You know, I think this is, you know, Paul says in Romans, right? Like, oh, the depths of wisdom, right? How unsearchable are His ways.
Yes.
I mean, in all the, I just, these portion in 1 Corinthians I love so much. But they had so many problems, right? But what was the unique solution? Right, Christ.
Amen.
And this one, crucified.
Yes.
Actually, there's no, actually, I appreciate in this, right, we have no capacity, no ability to do anything, actually. And to do anything, we need power and wisdom.
Amen.
And I just feel like the Lord is revealing to us in so many situations, right, how weak we are, right? We think we can do something, we actually can't, right?
Right.
How much we need this one, right? He is the power of God.
Amen.
He is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Actually, He became power to us, right?
Amen.
And we can lay hold of this one.
Mm.
And it's only in our spirit, right, by calling on Him, we can in spirit, right, He is carrying out His economy in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this week.
Amen.
I just appreciate it so much.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Praise
the Lord.
Thanks.
I think the saints already covered a lot, and for me, I just want to bring up a few points. And I really appreciated what the saints has brought out. And in fact, I feel like this week, as Brother Huang shared, saints, there is human wisdom, but there is also God's wisdom.
Amen.
May we see God's wisdom. May we serve God's wisdom and God's power.
Amen.
May we see these two in the context of His economy.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, we know God's way is that He wants to dispense Himself into us.
Amen.
But to carry that out, we know the way He did was not by any kind of, you know, our miracles. It was actually through the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
It's for carrying out His economy. Christ died and Christ was crucified.
Amen.
Without His crucifixion, right, saints? Without this wonderful crucified Christ, God's economy cannot be accomplished.
Yes.
Don't you appreciate this Christ?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
If anything, I feel like this week, I just love this Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Wayne mentioned in the beginning what He has gone through before His crucifixion. In fact, in our small group, right, David? We read through all these chapters in John. He has so many opportunities to explain Himself.
Right.
To justify Himself.
Right.
But He was open and obedient to the Father's will.
Right.
Amen.
Because of His obedience, He can die.
Yes.
And through His death, through His crucifixion, today, God has a way to accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
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 Today, in our church life, in our family life, and I'm speaking this to myself, in our whatever situation God has arranged for me, we can experience this crucified Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
As God's power.
Amen.
We need God's power. We don't want to live by our own power, right?
Right.
But how do we do that? The way is by the crucified Christ.
Amen.
This crucified Christ has become available to us.
Yes.
But we need to experience and enjoy this crucified Christ.
Amen.
When there's some situation, right, where there are some, maybe at work, or maybe in our relationship with our family and spouse, I'm not married, so I don't have that portion yet. But maybe there are certain things that's happening in our lives.
Amen.
Oh, saints, may the Lord grace you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To touch and experience the crucified Christ.
Amen. Amen.
In hand, you can touch God's power.
Yes.
To carry out God's purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In hand, in this one, you can touch His God's wisdom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have wisdom, and we want God's wisdom. But the way to do it is by the crucified Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
When we come and touch the crucified Christ, we have power, God's power, and we have God's wisdom.
Yes.
To fulfill God's eternal economy.
Yes.
Amen.
And as brothers have shared already, many saints have shared, the most practical way is just to call.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes the situation comes. We don't have that much time to think.
Right.
We don't have that much time to go back and open our Bible and find a private place where it's quiet, you know, and to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And to experience the crucified Christ. Sometimes at that moment, we need to learn to call.
Amen.
Maybe not even outwardly, but inwardly.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm speaking this to myself again, a lot of times. I need this. Oh, Lord Jesus. When we are trying to react, right?
Right.
At that moment, because that split second makes the difference.
Yes.
Sometimes it just comes up. So, but in that split second, when the time is limited, what we can do is we can call.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Never, right, never underestimate.
Right.
And never devalue.
No.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm saying this week again. I don't appreciate His name that much. Sometimes I'm a church kid. I heard about that. But anyways, oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
When we touch Him, we have to crucify Christ.
Amen.
He's the one who carried out God's economy.
Amen.
In full obedience.
Amen.
And that life can operate in us.
Amen.
As the Spirit.
Amen.
So that we will have God's power and wisdom for His purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Saying so, I think, may we just continue to call and to enjoy the crucified Christ.
Amen.
There's also a book, if you ever fancy to read some more, or to learn, to touch this matter more. There's a book, I think it's called The Crucified Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray about it and consider that.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So maybe we can just end here.
Amen.
Let's have some prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Righteousness for our past.
Amen.
You have a sanctification for our present.
Amen.
You also have a redemption prepared coming.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May we receive more transmission this week.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. Lord, we pray for one another.
Amen.
Keep us under this divine transmission this week.
Amen.
You accomplish your full salvation in us.
Amen.
Amen. Pray that we can fully experiencing, enjoying, and expressing this crucified Christ.
Amen.
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 Help us to remain with the Lord.
Yes.
Continue to receive your dispensation.
Amen.
Thank you for calling us here.
Yes.
Amen. We are called.
Yes.
So Christ as the power and wisdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you to help us enjoy and experience you are the wisdom and power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Yes, oh Lord.
It's just a reminder, after cleaning, if some of us can help set up chairs for this Saturday.
Amen.
How much
was the message today?
Amen. Yes.
Are you mother?
Do you realize what the difference between this group and that No. Some things got a little So last week, this is very good.
Yeah.
Every week you want to stay right in the center of God's plan. We have to be careful when we touch this
branch. That was so funny. It's like the same time. Maybe we'll see each other later.
Help us stay in the center of the So here today, I enjoyed coming. Keep us in the message.